Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here at the CannabisRadio.com desk at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona. Joining me here at the desk is Khadija Adams. She's with Marijuana Investments and Private Retreat.
Yes.
Very interesting. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me, Russ. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat sounds like a vacation. What's that?
You know what? And this is the beauty of it, because isn't it amazing when you can take a vacation and invest at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
Well, Marijuana Investment and Private Retreats, we are business consultants with a specialty, mind you, in teaching investment education with regards to the OTC market in regards to marijuana stocks.
Okay. So we're talking about the pink sheet stocks, the penny
stocks.
Well,
we're actually talking not all penny
not
stocks
all
are pink sheets.
Oh,
now
okay.
there's the OTCQX.
Okay.
You know, there's different levels. The pink sheets don't have to report to the Securities and Exchange Commission. So they're a lot more volatile and they're extremely, extremely risky. Whereas as companies graduate, right, and they start reporting more, then they go up different levels.
Okay.
So there's different levels, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So for someone who's wanting to get involved in this, I mean, all the news reports talk about hundreds of millions, billions, all this billion-dollar money that's flying around, and there's a lot of people excited about it.
Sure.
What tips would you give them as they're looking for investment opportunities?
Absolutely. First of all, you want to make sure that before you invest, that you find out about the industry, because you don't want to invest in an industry that you don't know anything about.
Sure.
Right? And then you want to make sure that you align with the right people who can help you invest wisely. And if you're not able to do that, and let's say you had an online brokerage account, right? Let's say you go there and you see these companies and you want to invest. Make sure that you look at their financials, look at their fundamentals, read the footnotes, okay? Find out what type of business is it? Is the product even a viable product? And you have to read these business plans if they have them, because some of them on the OTC market, they don't even have business plans.
Oh,
they
my.
Just have great press releases and they pump you up and,
yeah.
You know, you want to be careful.
Okay. So when people want to get involved in this, what is the retreat like? Where do you go? How long is it? And so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, let me share this part. The marijuana investment side, that's where we take care of the education, the investment education, the OTC workshops.
Okay.
Now, for accredited investors, we act as liaisons. And what we do is we attach them or connect them to private equity companies. Where the private retreat comes in at is that we have a lot of celebrities and doctors and lawyers and NFL and NBA and all these people who are accredited investors who are interested in investing in the industry, but they can't be seen in the industry.
Gotcha.
And in that case, we put them up in a private location and we bring the private equity representatives to them.
Kobe Bryant, I know that's you out there. I know that's you, Kobe.
Hey, that's from your mouth.
I don't know that. I'm speculating. Khadija Adams here with Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat. So the private retreat side,
yes.
What's that about?
Well, the private retreat side, we have different high profile people who really want more information and they want the experience of the cannabis industry, but they cannot come out. So we put them up in one of our places, either in Castle Rock or in downtown Denver. Usually it's either a private mansion, bed and breakfast, or a private hotel. And we take them on a private tour.
Oh, nice.
And then we bring the private equity representatives to them so that they can share with them how they can invest in the cannabis industry as accredited investors.
You know, there might be people that are sitting there, they got some money, maybe they won the lottery, I don't know, and you keep saying accredited investor.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, an accredited investor, according to the SEC, the accredited investors must earn, if you're single, $200,000 or more a year, or have assets of over $1 million or more. If you're married, you're earning $300,000 per year. And mind you, the 2 years prior to must be consecutive, and then you should be on track as well this year to do the same thing. And you're considered to be accredited. You're able to invest in the private sector. Except now, you know, Colorado just passed that crowdfunding law.
Oh, really?
The Crowdfunding Act, where non-accredited Colorado residents can invest up to $5,000 per year in the private sector through crowdfunding.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty amazing. I don't like the program just yet. You know, I think it needs some help, a lot of help. But for right now, I think it's a start.
Yeah. All right. Now, Khadija, as you look at the other states, I mean, you keep mentioning Colorado.
That's right.
What are some of the differences or pitfalls in investing state by state?
Well, you know, I don't know much about state by state. That's why I chose the OTC market.
Okay.
And I chose the OTC market because it allows people in any state, whether cannabis is legal in their state or not, it allows them to invest in this industry and get involved. But what they don't want to do is just go in and start buying stocks without knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
So they want to have some type of guidance. You know, even though they're penny stocks, you still don't want to lose your money, right?
Yeah. Is there any sort of metric that shows the performance of these stocks that we can, you know, give people any ideas of?
Well, I mean, you can always go through a resource that I use, which is MJIC Marijuana Index. And then we also have, there's so many out there, though, because you have so many different competitive companies. That's
sure.
Just one of the ones I like. I like 420 Investor. Alan Brockstein, he keeps us abreast. And my personal mentor, Jason Spadafore, the Wolf of Weed Street.
Yeah.
You know, he earned over $515,000 in this industry. And, you know, he taught me how to earn some money, and now I'm teaching other people how to do the same thing and just get positioned, because right now is the time.
That's great, you know, spreading the knowledge for so many other people. Khadija Adams with Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat. Give folks any contact or website, Facebook, any of that stuff they
Absolutely.
Need to know.
Absolutely. So our website is marijuanainvestmentretreat.com, or you can call 855-727-MIPR.
All right. We'll get all of that down. And one last question. What brought you to this? What's your background and how did you get involved in the cannabis industry?
You know what? That's a great question. I've been an entrepreneur since 1997. I started a business in real estate company from my garage, mind you, raising four sons as a single mom. Mm. When everybody said it wasn't possible,
uh-huh.
I took that company nationwide in 6 months.
Wow.
And we had that company for 10 and a half years. And then I went into the technology company, opened up a chain of retail stores in Houston, Texas, did really well, and got wind that Colorado was legalizing, and I sold everything.
Yes.
And you better believe it. But here's the thing, though. I really didn't come into the industry just to make a lot of money. Now, mind you, that's the goal, right?
Sure.
But I knew I could do that. I know how to do that part. What I wanted to do was add value to the industry. See, what I kept hearing when I was going to networking events and all that, I kept hearing medical patients and veterans and 9-to-5ers saying, well, man, how can I get involved? You know, if I'm not accredited, you know, everybody else is doing this. I laid the foundation for this.
Mm-hmm.
So we started a program teaching veterans how to create and establish an investment portfolio using marijuana stock. Doesn't mean that they have to purchase them, right? But we can teach them the mechanism. Because one thing I know for sure is when our veterans who have given everything, they've given not only their lives, sometimes their family lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lose their families. Sometimes they lose their minds,
yeah.
Their limbs, right? And when they die, guess what? They die with nothing,
yeah.
Right? This is a way for them to create and establish an investment portfolio with the anticipation of leaving something for their families. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And so we started that program, and it is free to veterans.
Hmm.
And we do give them a refurbished laptop.
Oh, wow.
So that they can go online and, you know, do the research and get the information. Because think about it. You take $100, right?
Yeah.
And you blow it on dinner. For two people. And
yeah.
Sometimes it's more than that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So if you took $100 and you invested it in penny stocks, let's say you got a penny stock that was 0.001.
Tenth of a penny.
Okay. Do you know you can purchase 100,000 shares with $100 and you still got 100 left? If you started with 200, I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
And just think about it. And let's say that there's a possibility, and I'm not saying all penny stocks go from 0 to 5. You know, but it happens, right?
Sure.
Okay, there's a lot of volatility, but there's a lot of people who are earning money in that volatility. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Spadafore.
Oh, yeah.
You even have, outside of marijuana stocks, you even have Tim Seitz, who turned $12,000-something into $4 million.
Sure.
Right? So it's happening. And so what I'm saying to people is that right now is the time, because this is the beginning of this. We're not even on the ground floor. We're still in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of these companies will be the next big industries, like the next big companies like HP, like Google.
Sure.
You know, you look at
Microsoft.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but some of them are going to die. And that's just the risk that you take when you invest. But guess what? You take a risk every time you wake up, Rush.
Yeah, you sure do. Khadija Adams, the website is marijuanainvestmentretreat.com.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's Marijuana Investment and Private Retreat. Learn everything you need to know. to get involved in the investment side of this growing green rush. Khadija, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rush. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. And this interview will be available on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/radicalrush. You're welcome to share it, pass it along to anyone.
Absolutely.
You like.
I look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Radical Russ here at the CannabisRadio.com booth. We're going to take a break, play some more music. We'll be back with more interviews.